Local Boy Scouts and their families are celebrating this week's national decision to allow gay scout leaders. But not all local troops will be implementing the changes. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Troop leader Brian Pratt came out to the Seattle office of the Boy Scouts to show his support for the change. He says the conservative position of the National Boy Scouts organization has been an embarrassment until now.
You know, I used to be somewhat ashamed to be seen in this uniform. You know, I worry that my older son Ben here, who recently got his Eagle Scout, really stepped into a tarnished brand.
But after the Boy Scouts' decision to allow gay scout leaders, he says,
scouting is now 50% less embarrassing to be involved with.
Eagle Scout Liam Easton Calabria wants to be a scout leader. Before, he couldn't, because he's gay.
And it just made me pretty upset that I wouldn't be able to do what my dad was doing, what all of his friends were doing in the troop. It felt pretty unfair.
Now, he'll be able to lead a troop someday. At least so long as his troop isn't affiliated with a conservative church. An estimated 71% of troops meet in churches. Nobody's forcing them to appoint gay troop leaders. Mark Durbin helps lead a troop at the LDS Church in Port Townsend. He says it's just his opinion, but he doesn't think his church will appoint a gay troop leader. He says his church's policy should be more, don't ask, don't tell.
The kids should never ask what you do with your personal life, and adults should never express their sexual orientation with children. We're supposed to be helping kids learn merit badges and do things outdoors, not teach them sexual orientation.
Local Boy Scout officials say they hope this decision will finally put this issue to rest. They say it's been a distraction from what Boy Scouts is all about, building fires and developing leaders. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.